Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When the subject of genes and genetics comes up, most of my friends know that nothing will make me cringe more than if someone says that a certain gene causes a certain disease or behavior. The only thing that bothers me more is the idea that if a particular individual of any species has a particular gene, this is guaranteed to cause the aforementioned disease or condition. Genes are a lot more complex than that. Just how much more complex they are has become increasingly apparent as we've gained the technology to study them more carefully. Years ago, I learned about transposons, little bits of parasitic DNA that have the ability to jump all over the genome and cause mutations. Even more amazingly, they can pass from one individual to another, even an individual of a quite different species, not unlike the way retroviruses are transmitted. This intrigued me because of a little bird called the honey guide. The honey guide eats the larvae of honeybees, but the bees build their nest underground and the birds can't get to them. But in some parts of Africa, there is a long-standing, centuries-old relationship between the bird and humans. In this relationship, the birds watch to see where the bees return to their hive. Once they've located the nest, they go to where the humans live, and they use a special dance and a special call to tell the bee hunters that they have found a nest. And then the bird leads the people to the nest, and the hunters dig up the nest to get the honey, and they leave part of the comb with its larva for the bird. Now, in our society, we would say, well, that has nothing to do with genetics or anything like it. These people have just learned how to use positive reinforcement, and they have been training these birds to respond this way for generations. That might be possible were it not for the fact that in other areas of the country, the honey guide has the same type of relationship with a badger. So instead of telling a person where the hive is buried, the honey guide tells the badger instead. And the same type of relationship exists. The badger digs up the hive, gets the honey, and leaves some of the larvae for the bird. This kind of behavior makes me think that what is called horizontal evolution occurs in more than just the microbial species. We know, for example, that an antibiotic-resistant bacteria can transmit that antibiotic resistance to not only members of its own species, but also to members of other species, some of them quite different. Also, years ago, when mapping the genome became possible, biologists started comparing the genome of one animal, one species, to another. And this was another shocker. This was a real shocker, in that what these matchings indicated was that categorizing animals based on their physical appearance was not particularly sound. For example, the work of one scientist indicated that the golden mole had more DNA in common with the African elephant and the manatee than it did with the common mole. What are we supposed to do about that? Or how about the fact that there are certain lines of Norwegians who share more DNA in common with certain lines of black Africans than either group does with their own, quote, race, unquote? There are a lot of people around who wouldn't want to know that. Just as there are a lot of people who would not like to know that living with animals, living with nature, means that we can be trading DNA back and forth. That would be shocking, wouldn't it? That would be shocking because all of a sudden, the potential for us, each and every one of us, to be part of all that is, would be there. How would we handle that? How would we handle it if every animal and every plant that we interacted with was part of ourselves? or that in the destruction of them or in the way we treated them, we were doing the same thing to part of ourselves. It's an interesting philosophical question, and it's a question that some scientific evidence says that at some point we may have to consider it. It's not all about us and our species. We're all in this together.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.